Gemara Shabbat, Daf Lamed Daled. Today's Daf is being studied in Rishmat of Ram Ben Esther, Yosef Ben Sabur. Ruach Hashem Tnechem Began Eden Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Daled. We started the Mishnah. Shloshad Avanim Sadiq Adam Lomar Betoch Beto Erev Shabbat in Hashecha. There are three things that a person should tell his wife. Im Hashecha, close to sunset. Not before that. So you do it too early, they might be lax and not do it. They say, I have more time. So you wait to the last minute almost to say these things. So they'll be zariz to do it. As Satan, did you take the ma'aseh, the perot, to the Saudat Shabbat? Saudat Shabbat is considered a Saudat Hashuvah. Therefore, no matter how much you eat, even if you eat Achilat Arai, you need to still take Masrot. You can't take Masrot on Shabbat. So right before Shabbat, he says, Satan, did you take the Masrot? One eats the fruit. And up 10, did you set up the Eruv? Eruv Tehumin, Eruv Hatzerot. These are questions. She doesn't know if they did it or not. He doesn't know. Did she set up the Eruv Hatzerot so they can carry in the courtyard? Did she set up the Eruv Tehumin so they could walk? That's not a question, that's a statement. Because she sees that she didn't light the candles. He doesn't have to ask. He sees the ner, he sees they're not lit. So there's a statement. So all that is talking about before Hashikha. Savik Hashikha, Savik Ena Hashikha. We would call that Bin Hashem Ashot. Right? Savik time. Where she says Bin Hashem Ashot. Well, you can't make ma'asrut anymore. On a vada'i, the rabbis are not going to let you make a tikkun, because that's a serious tikkun, even though taking ma'asrut on Shabbat is only drabbanan. But still, once it's Shabbat, yisud drabbanan is yisud drabbanan. The rabbis will not matir it. Rashi says that even a vada'i ma'asrut, they're not going to let you do ben Hashem ma'asrut either. Not only on Shabbat you can't do a Shavut, which is obvious. Even Ben Hashem Ashot, the rabbis will go there under the banans. However, in Ma'asin is a Vadai. So you're not going to be able to take Ma'asin on a Vadai. But on a Safek, they'll let you. On a Vadai. Meaning the fruits were Vadai, not tithed. Even though it's Yisud Rabbanan, what's Yisud to take Ma'asin on Shabbat? It's Domele Tikkun Keli. It's like you're fixing a Keli. You're not really fixing a Keli. Domele Tikkun, the Rabbanan. But Isur on a Vadai Drabbanan? No, on a Safek will be, we'll see the Shita. Ve'en matpirin et ha-kelim, ken dip kelim ben Hashem Ashot. Also, it's a Gizra Drabbanan. What's the Isur of dipping kelim on Shabbat? Also, you metaken the keli. You're fixing the keli. That's what Drabbanan. Ve'en matpirin et ha-nerot. Well, I don't know why the Mishnah just told me that. That's obvious. That's Isur Doraita. That's not Yisud Rabbanan. So Rashi says, Lo Zu Avzu. Or Lo Zu Zu Ve'en Sarik Lomar Zu. Which once you tell me that you can't even do these Rabbanans Ben Hashem Ashot, goes without saying that you can't do the Doraitas Ben Hashem Ashot. And somebody calls you up, can I light candles of Ben Hashem Ashot? Of course not, so Doraita. Okay. However, Ben Hashem Ashot, Ma'asirin et Demai. Demai is Safek. That's okay, even though it's also Yisud Rabbanan. But it's a less of a suspicion. Rav Amei Aris, we say Amei Asrin. So it's really not so much of a tikkun. Umei Arbin, and you can make Eruv. Oh, no, you just said you can't make an Eruv Ben Hashem Ashot. Well, you just said in the beginning of the Mishnah that Erev Shabbat Im Hashecha, before Hashecha you have to check the Eruv. Now you tell me that even Ben Hashem Ashot you can do the Eruv. So I have to check that out. And you can make hatmana. Hatmana, you put it in like a covering in order to insulate it. Let's see exactly why you can make hatmana bin Hashem Ashot. On Shabbat, you cannot make hatmana. You cannot insulate the food on Shabbat. But bin Hashem Ashot is okay. And now we start the Gemara. Gemara is going to give an analysis. We'll understand the whole Mishnah. Mina nemile. How do you know this concept? The Shloshad Devarim, before Shabbat, you have to make an announcement to your wife. Where is that written anyway? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi, Amar Kera. It's actually a pasuk. V'yadata ki shalom aholecha ufakadta navecha velo techeta. V'yadata ki shalom aholecha. That's Nerot Shabbat. Right? When we learned from the Gemara earlier that the Nerot Shabbat is for Shalom Bayit. Then it says ufakadta navecha. What's navecha? You should establish your abode. How do you establish your abode? It'll be carries, he can walk. And at the end of the pasuk says, "Velo techeta." Lo techeta, and this pasuk doesn't mean don't sin. Lo tada, you should not be lacking. They're not going to take your masrot, you're going to be lacking fruit, you're going to be lacking food for Shabbat. Velo techeta. So the pasuk is really hinting to the three items that should be discussed or analyzed before Shabbat. Amar Abba Baravuna, Afagav de Amur Rabbanan Shloshah Devarim Sarich Adam Lomar Sarich Lemelinu Benichuta. You have to say it Benichuta. You're telling this to your wife Erev Shabbat. You have to say it in a calm voice. Why? Kiyeki de lekeblinu mina mines. So she'll accept it. Because when you scream and you yell, it doesn't get done. But if you say it b'nihuta, so Dvrei Hachamim b'nachat tishma'im. The way of the Hachamim is b'nachat. I once heard from Susu Hamwe alav shalom. He used to explain the Mishnah. He would say Shlosha devarim sarich adam lomar betoch beto. You have to make sure that the items remain betoch beto, that the neighbors don't hear it. So the Gemara says lememrinu b'nihuta. You should say it in a low voice. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher said, I never heard of what Rabba Baravuna said that you're supposed to say it in a low voice. It came to Mesevara, I figured it out. If you want people to respond to you, you have to talk to them respectfully. I didn't hear the rabbi say this condition, but I figured it out from Sevara. It's logic. Okay, now the Gemara starts the analysis. Agufa Kasha. What's Agufa Kasha? Contradiction from the implications. Amad shlosha devarim sadiqa namar betoch beto erev shvat im hashecha. That's before hashecha. Im hashecha in tzavik hashecha tzavik hashecha tzavikenu hashecha la. That means one of the things we told you to say before gets the sunset is what? Ended up 10. That means the eruv has to be taken care of before sunset. Then it says right after tzavik hashecha tzavikenu hashecha me'arev. Which means what? Savig Ashekha, Savig Ashekha. You're allowed to make Eruv. Make up your mind. Now the Gemara gives a Siman. Siman. That's what Siman, the Nunamik, to remember the next Sugya. Amar of Abba, Barafaya, Barashev, Amar of Lakashya, Kan Be'eruve Tehumin, Kan Be'eruve Hatzerot. Depends what type of Eruv. There's a difference the Gemara is going to say between Eruv Tehumin. That's considered a big tikkun. That's already Eruv Tehumin already has a source from the Torah. Even though we say Eruv Tehumin is Rabbanan, but there's a source for Eruv Tehumin from the Torah. So we're going to call that a serious Shavut. Not a Shavut Gedolah. Shavut Gedolah like Eruv Tehumin, not going to be lenient. But Eruv HaTzerot, what is it? It's Reshut Yahid Eruv HaTzerot. What's the law of Eruv HaTzerot? I can carry from Reshut Yahid to Reshut Yahid. That's Rabbanan, they made you. It's not such a strong Shavut. So now we're weighing the Shavuts. Shavut Gedolah, that has a source in the Torah, that's already Asur Ben Hashem Ashur. But Shavut Ketana, Ki'ilu, like Eruv HaTzerot, we lean you Ben Hashem Ashur. Rashi. Be'eruv HaTehumin, Tikkun me'elya. That's a big tikkun. That's mikhud abbanat te'humin akra'im. Pesukim, the rabbis made the remez. Fizu mandamat te'humin de rabbanam. Yafinan me'makom, makom, makom benisa. We have gizrot shavot on that. Aval eruvi ha'serot chumra be'almahu. We don't make shivita me'elyeta. We don't call it a serious shavut. Besveka de ben ha'shavashot shapir de me'elyot. Ve'amarava. Amru lo. Now we show another kula legabe erubin. Amru lo shenayim. Two guys tell the shaliach erev Shabbat. Seve arev alenu. Go make the eruv tehumin for us. How does he make the eruv tehumin? He goes outside the city. He puts a sa'uda over there, and that allows them to walk up to the sa'uda. and then they can walk 2,000 amma in any direction once they get to the Sauda. So it says, one of the guys, he got there, he got there Friday afternoon, perfect. He put the Eruv there, beautiful. One of the guys, he got there, and he put the Eruv there. The guy that had got the Eruv there early, put it there Friday, following Shavuot. What happened? His Eruv got in, a door came, and ate the Eruv ben Hashemashot. And the guy that put the Eruv, or got his Eruv, the ben Hashemashot, his Eruv got in, after it got dark, a door came. Now the rule, let's get the rules for Eruvin. The Eruv has to be placed before Shabbat. And it has to be there at least on the entrance of Shabbat. That's it. It doesn't have to be there for too long. Once Shabbat enters and the Eruv is there, finish. I don't care what happens to it a second later. So one guy, they put it before Shabbat, and it got eaten ben Hashemashot. One guy was put in ben Hashemashot, and it was eaten on Shabbat. Shneihem kanu Eruv. Shneihem kanu. Eruv is good. Why is Eruv good? Let's figure it out ourselves. The one that put it to the Garte Be'eruv Shabbat, phenomenal. And then we'll say, what? I got eaten ben Hashemashot. Well, if I say ben Hashemashot is Laila, so beautiful. Laila made it to Shabbat. The one that put it there ben Hashemashot, if I say ben Hashemashot is Yom, so I got there during the day. I can't make my Eruv on Shabbat. I got there during the day and I got eaten in the Hashigah. So I'm Manavshak. I could play ben Hashemashot both ways.
What's the difference with the eating on at night? Then there's some type of nafkamina. If the dog didn't eat it, I would think it's more of an Eruv.
Not there. You don't have Shemitah.
That's what saying.
Yeah, you gotta be. Maybe the Sudah has to be there.
Maybe the
Sudah's gotta be there.
But it was, I mean, so we say he ate it the second of Chashecha, like he ate it that second?
Yeah, that second.
That second.
I mean, that second.
Spend any time
with you.
So you might,
if it's eaten, it's okay. Maybe it's got to be the whole Shabbat.
Okay, it's a different deen then. That there has to be, that if it's eaten, it's okay. It has nothing to do with playing the days both ways.
It is playing the days both ways. Because bottom line, Yeruv has to be there before Shabbat. And has to be there 1 second on Shabbat. Mm-hmm. So the only way you're going to work with both guys, Eruv is Eruv, is to say that the first guy you put in the Eruv Shabbat, that's not a problem. And got to eat in Ben Hashemashot, but if you say Ben Hashemashot is Laila, so the Eruv was there on Shabbat. Right. So you're covered. And the second Shita you have to say, that Ben Hashemashot is Yom. That means he was placed there on Eruv Shabbat, and he got to eat in the Hashikah. Also is good. So you're playing Ben Hashemashot both ways. That's the Gemara's next line. The Gemara says,
I think Ben is just saying that the second case, you didn't even have to, you could have just said he placed Ben Hashemashot, and that was
you can't place an Eruv at night on Shabbat. You can't place the Eruv on Shabbat.
Right, no.
He would still teach me the same lesson, but you don't need to, Mara doesn't need to tell us the Eruv.
The dog was eaten on Shabbat. That's what I'm saying.
Manavshach. We'll see what she says. Manavshach. E Ben Hashemashot. Yemamahu. If Ben Hashemashot is day, so batra likni, so the second guy will be kone, because if it's day, he put the Zeruv in the day. However, kama lo likni, the first guy is not going to be kone, because bottom line is his dog ate during the day. It didn't like it to Shabbat. Ve'i Ben Hashemashot laila, Ben Hashemashot said laila, so then the opposite, kama likni, the first guy will be kone, because it was the end of Shabbat, it was eating Ben Hashemashot, batra lo likni, so make up your mind. We don't know what it is. Since Eruv Tehuvin is Rabbanan, I could play it both ways to the Kula side to make both Erubin Kashir. Rashi says, right before the lines get white. Eniya Eruv Lesof Tehum Be'od Yom. ולא הספיק להחשיך ממש עד שני אחד בין השמשות שניהם כאן הוא עירוב לגבי שני אחד בין השמשות ונגעים בין השמשות משווינה ללילה ועמלינה כבר קדש היום בעוד העירוב קיים וכאן העירוב ולכן כאן ביוסד דבר בעירובין ספק עירוב משווינה ללילה ספק עירוב כאשר ולגבי דהי שהונח עליו בין השמשות זה אוסו ספק ונתקיים עד שעד שכה משביר על בני שושו יממה ואתה נוגע לשיון כשהוא נער ונמסע שהיה שם Kevan v'shat keniyah ta'iru. Comes the, but Tosafot might do what he was asking. Comes the Gemara and says, another statement of Rabbah. Rabbah, Plema amru, en tumnin bedabar, she'enu mosif haval, m'shachashecha. And now we're going to discuss Hatmana. We haven't discussed this for a long time. Hatmana is insulating. There's two types of insulations. One insulation is davar ha-mosif haval. It generates heat. Certain items are combustible, so when they're decomposing, they create heat. That's mosif haval. Other types of hatmana, like a cloth, it's not mosif haval. It's eno mosif. It might preserve what you have, but it's not mosif. It doesn't generate heat on its own. So the halakha says like this: En tomnin b'davar she'eno mosif haval v'shachshecha, which is a strange halakha. Why can't I take a cloth and insulate my pots on Shabbat? There's no fire here. It's not musif haval. It's not adding any heat over here. What's the problem? It's asur. Once Shabbat comes, it's asur to be matmin, to insulate, even on the davar, she'enu musif haval. So Gemara says, gezera shemeyartiyah. Gemara says, oh, there's a problem. That we're worried if we let you do that, you might actually come to heat the food up. Why eat the food? Rashi. Amar Rabba, Metema Amru, En Tomnin Bedavar She'en Mosif Haval. So five lines up. Kegon, Semer, Semer, wool, Mochin, cloths. They're not Mosif Haval. V'shashecha, Kedetamman Di Betomnin Etahamim. Now when do we say Kemekat Mana? We said Sefek Hashecha, Sefek Ena Hashecha. Ben Hashem Ashok will let you make Atmana. But on Shabbat itself, no. V'tama, the Sefek Hashecha, Habadai Hashecha, Now, Stam the Mishnah for sure is talking about Davar She'enu Mosif Haval. Because Davar Mosif Haval you can't even do on Friday afternoon. Like we're going to learn. If it's Mosif Haval, it's something that's asur to even do on Friday. So we're not discussing Mosif Haval. It's Enu Mosif Haval. The Eidu, but Davar Mosif Haval, Afilu Be'ojo Masur. Get it done. Entom Hilo Be'gefet. Kizar Shema Yusuf Ketatushin Stanina. That's the Yisur. We don't want you to make Hatmana l'chatayla on Shabbat because you're going to get to your pot. You say, oh, it's cooled down over here. Oh, boy. Now, you know what? Let me heat it up. So, therefore, don't get involved in any Hatmana. Oh, so what's the Gezerah? Gezerah Shemir Tihanna. That's a serious Gezerah. It's a Gezerah Atuei Doraita. So, why did they allow me to do it? Ben HaShemashot. I thought you told me Ben HaShemashot on lightweight, items. Shavuot, okay, no problem. But serious shavuot, achalita deoraitas, chaura ben shemashot, we should be mahmir. So Gemara says, iache, if that's the case, I'm going to be iache, ben shemashot na melekzot. Then we should be strict ben shemashot. Why did you let me make it mana ben shemashot? As she says, that's shavuot me'el yatai. It's a serious shavuot. Da ika gezrei su deoraita. It's a gezrei to a deoraita. Shtama want to be erubi haserot, it's a chumrah. But this hatmana, then they're worried. But you see the gezerah was gezerah to the oraita. So Gemara says, shemirtiyah. Not this. There's no ashes over here. Shemirtiyah. The guy might put on the fire and heat it up. You start letting the guy play with insulation and make it warm or preserve it, he might say, oh my gosh, the pot is cold here. That's why I say, the pot is cold, he's going to get all flustered, he's going to start to be martiyah. So that should be Asud Ben Shemashot. Gemara says, Amale, Setan Kedirot, Rothotem. That's right. Ben Shemashot, the time that we're talking about over here, most of the pots are hot still. You just took it off the fire. When do you take it off the fire? It's right before sun, you take it off the fire. So to make a gezerah, that you're going to get there, and the pot's going to be cold, and you're going to come to be martiyah, that's on Shabbat, maybe, once you get to sunset, 13 minutes later, 20 minutes later. But ben HaShemashot, you just took it off the fire. And not you have to make a gezerah. The gezerah doesn't apply. Very nice answer. Next thing. And we turn the page. מה אמרו אין תומנים בדבר המוסיף הבל ואפילו מבעוד יום? That's a big gezerah. You can't make atmana. We're going to learn the next pedic. Gefet or zevel, certain types of items that as they decompose they generate heat. So it's מוסיף הבל. you can't use these items. I can't take my pot and stick it in a, you know, a gifet, this type of, you know, olive sediments and things like that. I can't put it in Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, what's the Surah Erev Shabbat? What am I worried about Erev Shabbat? Asur, Musif Aval. What's the problem? Gemara asks this question. Gemara says, Ve'afidu be'odyom, Gezera, Shema Yatmin, Beremetz, Sheyesh Ba'gahelet. Ah, you saw Musif Aval items? You're going to come to put it in ashes. And the ashes have coals in them. So what? It's the Erev Shabbat. Gemara says, Amma Le'bei Ve'yatmin. No, so do it. Big deal. So, but ashes, Erev Shabbat. Gemara's Gezera, Shema Yechate Be'gahalim. Wow. So we're worried that if you're going to use a Musif Aval without coals, you might come to put it in a Musif Aval with coals. And if you do it with coals, we're worried on Shabbat when you get to the pot, you're going to start stoking. Ah, it's Gezerah, the Gezerah. Other Gezerah, the Gemara is going to say. It's, if it was one Gezerah, they made it at the same time. This, that, to this, this, that, to that. Think what's going to be a Sur. Interestingly enough, the Shishita is, by Atmana, you could make Garuf Vekatum. Later on, we're going to learn in the next perek, there's a concept of garuf. Garuf is if you clean out the coals before Shabbat. Katum is if you cover the coals before Shabbat. So you make like a heker. So when you get to the Hatmana, you say, oh, the coals were covered. So it's going to remind you, oh, okay, don't stoke. And therefore, don't, you know, move the items over there. So he's going to learn that garuf and katum is okay. Some rabbis are going to say that this concept of garuf and katum was not talking about hatmana. Garuf and katum was talking about hazara, putting things back on a fire, not talking about hatmana. But as she learns that the garuf and katum laws apply to hatmana as well. That's why if you look at this Rashi over here, he already introduces us to this concept. This is going to be an important Rashi. Look at Rashi. Gezera shema yachte begehalim. Mishashika. Sheba lebashila kenera shelo bishla kotzorka. We're talking about a pot that wasn't fully cooked. That's why you're going to come to stoke. Well, you're allowed to put, like we learned earlier, put a raw, put something raw before Shabbat and stuff like that. So now what's going to happen? The guy's going to come on Shabbat and he's going to see it's, what do you call it? The coals are there. Come to stoke. V'gazru ap b'shlan kol surka. Now they made a gezera, even if it was b'mushal kol surka. All gezerot over here. Achi yigrof o yiktom. So she clearly says that girifa and ketima helps by hatmana. Ve'aki maskina filikira damar bi katma v'uvara machin alea hamin shomum ve'ojom kol surkar v'tavshish v'shik kol surkom v'chen amar b'yohanam. And we'll see later on that this is Rashi Shita in the next pedic as well, but he already told us over here. Okay, next piece. Rabbanan. Oh, now we get to the sugya ben Hashem Hashem. For us, we take this very simple. Sunset, yes.
What is the. It's Remitz is not.
Remitz is in Badavara Musi Bavat.
So he's saying, but Akamah is saying, Asur, he's saying it's Mutah.
If you made Kirifa or Kitima.
What's Remitz without.
You took out the coals.
Well, you took out the coals.
You took out the coals before Shabbat.
Or you covered them. But Remitz is covered, no? Isn't Remitz a mixture of ashes and.
But there's coals there. So with the coals, why you covered them with ashes?
So there's no coals visible.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a kid. Okay. When you get these, hey, where are the coals? I covered them before Shabbat. Must be because they wanted me to be worried about something. It's a kid to the guy. It's a fence. He's cautious now. Why'd they make me make Kitifa before Shabbat or Kitifa before Shabbat?
They're saying that Remitz and Kitifa is not the same thing. Remitz is normally that they're
coals are there.
So when I put the ashes around the thing, it's always
cut. And there's two logics of what Kitima does. Either Kitima reminds the person or it lowers the heat. So therefore, I show that I'm not interested in the heat. Right. One of two reasons. Now, comes the. For us, Ben Hashem Hashem L'chaura, we oversimplify it in our halakha. We say very simple. Ben Hashem Hashem, sunset, count 13 and a half minutes, that's Ben Hashem Hashem. Sunset 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:13 and a half is Ben Hashem Hashem. Therefore, for us, case just happened now. A baby was born last Friday night in the community. Baby was born last Friday night, 6:01. Sunset was 5:50. 5:50, 6:01, born within 12 minutes. 12 minutes is clearly Ben Hashem Hashod. Therefore, safek yom, safek laila. If it's yom, it's Friday. Friday, milah would be next Friday. If it's laila, Shabbat. So milah is going to be next Shabbat. Safek. So then we cannot do it Friday because maybe it's a milah early. We can't do it Shabbat because maybe it's a milah late. And you can't do a late milah on Shabbat. What's the deen?
Sunday.
So we deal with Bereshit Mashot questions today. And in that case over there, Hakam Avaya would tell you, once you pass the 20-minute mark of Bereshit Mashot, Shabbat. 20 minutes. Not Chashish Terminu Tam, Maram, even though Maram might have been Chashish Terminu Tam by Ilchot Milah, Hakam Avaya says, L'maaseh, after 20 minutes, that's enough. That's what Hakam Baruch held as well. For Brit Milah, 20 minutes is enough. But in any event, we do have Ben Hashem Ashot questions that come up today. The Gemara is going to show us the many shitot, when Ben Hashem Ashot is, and how to calculate it, and when it happens, and what the sun looks like, and all this. Tell me about Ben Hashem Ashot. Well, first, what is Ben Hashem Ashot? Sefek min hayom u min halayla. Sefek kulo min hayom, sefek kulo min halayla. It's three sefekot in Ben Hashem Ashot. Safek Ben Hashem Ashot is all day. It's day. The whole 13 and a half minutes I'm going to call it, but it's not 13 and a half, I'm calling it Ben Hashem Ashot. Safek that it's all night. Or Safek that it's part day and part night. What's the three sefekot? I don't know what it is. Could be it's all day. Maybe Ben Hashem Ashot is considered day, halachically. Maybe Ben Hashem Ashot is considered all night, halachically. Maybe Ben Hashem Ashot is considered day and night, halachically. Then what do you do? Matrin yotol lechomer shnei yamim. So you have to put the humrah of both days. We'll see Allah quickly how this manifests. It's something Gemara will give us an example of where you see using Ben Hashem Ashot as a humrah. Ve'ezu Ben Hashem Ashot. What is Ben Hashem Ashot? Metushka hama from the sunset. Kozma shepenei mizrach ma'adimim. As long as the eastern horizon is still red. You see a redness on the eastern side. So that's already been still Ben Hashem Ashot. Ah? No? See what it says? Ichsif atahton. Let's say the bottom on the horizon is ichsif. Ichsif is it's still dark, it's darkened. Velo ichsif alyon. But the top on the horizon is still reddish. Ben Hashem Ashot. That's still Ben Hashem Ashot. Ichsif alyon. But already if the top part becomes black, Vishvala Tator, and now it's like the bottom, Zeu Laila. So he's giving you signs in the sky. Top is red, bottom is black, Ben Hashem Ashot, both are black, that's Laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nehemia Omer, this simple. Kedesh Yalech Adam et Tishka Hama Hatzi Mil. Finished. Stop, count from Shikiyat to Hama. How long does it take the guy to walk half a meal? Normally a meal will say is 18 minutes. Let's say half a meal. Half a meal is 9 minutes. Finish 9 minutes. Maybe a meal is 24 minutes or 12 minutes. However you calculate a meal, half of it. The meal says Omer Ben Hashem Ashot Kedefayin. Ben Hashem Ashot is the blink of an eye. That she says not a sound blink of an eye. Blink of an eye lightly, not closing your eye tightly. That's why it takes an extra millisecond. It lets opening and closing the eye quickly. Ze nechnas veze yotze. The night enters and the day leaves. V'yishan la'amod alav. And you can't really discern exactly when that moment is. I was going to explain exactly what is that. So when is that? That's after shikiyah. It's after shikiyah. It's after ichsif. Before ichsif. We'll see. Amar mor. First, let's get the halachic ramifications of this deen. Amar mor, matilim oto lechomer shnei yamim. You give it the humrah of both days. Lemay keta, amar ravuna bered Rav Yehoshua le'anyan tum'ah. Okay, le'anyan tum'ah. Now, in order to understand le'anyan tum'ah, we just need a quick summary and review of the laws of zav. The basic laws are as follows. A fellow sees keri, ba'al keri. What's the law of ba'al keri? Not too severe. Then I'm going to the mikveh during the day. That day that he saw the ba'al keri, he got the keri on Tuesday. Then I'm going to the mikveh on Tuesday. And then Tuesday night already he's good. Finished. However, there's more severe cases where the guy has an emission that's called a zavut. What's a zavut? So the Rambam writes, and I'm quoting, Zav shira'ar iya achat biyom echat. He saw one ri'ya on one day. Oshte ri'iyot b'shnei yamim she'enam ritzufim. He saw two ri'iyot but on two non-consecutive days. He saw one ri'iyah on Tuesday. He saw one ri'iyah on Thursday. It's not a zav. He's still considered a ba'al keri. Because as long as it's one in one day or two in non-consecutive days, he does not turn into a zav. Kegon shira'a biyom rishon or biyom shlishi. Enu tameh betum'at zav. Ela areu ke ba'al keri. And what's ba'al keri? He goes to the mikveh during the day and he's tahor at night. Behind him. שטובן בתומעתו באותו יום שראה ולאחר שיעריף שמשו נתר אך אם ראה שתי ראיות ביום אחד two seeings in the same day או שתי ראיות בשתי ימים רצופים or two seeings on two consecutive days he saw two seeings on Tuesday or he saw one seeing on Tuesday and one seeing on Wednesday או ראייה אחת בשתי ימים Or he saw one ri'iyah b'shtei yamin. How can you have one ri'iyah b'shtei yamin? Or God shira'a ri'iyah shemiksata b'yom v'miksata b'layla shenichshevet k'shtei ri'iyot. Or God shira'a b'shtei yamin im ra'a ri'iyah aruka ap b'yom echad zav gamuru ela shekam medubar shelo haya shi'ur ri'iyah k'shtam. Okay, fine. You saw, let's say, close to sunset exactly. So you went in from one day to the night. One day to the night, that's considered 2 days. So on Tuesday, you saw from Tuesday afternoon and it went flowing all the way to the night. So it's Tuesday and Wednesday. So therefore it's two as well. Okay. Hareu tumat zav. Do you know what's the din of a zav? He has to count zay nikiim and then he goes to the mikveh. That's a zav of two. If he saw three, same situation, he saw three in one day, two in one in two. All these cases over here, he's zav. Gedolah, he has to bring a korban. Ve'im ra'ah shalosh ri'iyot b'yom echad. Of course, the 3 day, three in one time also makes him a zav. Or shloshei yamim ritzufim. Or shtayim ayom ve'achat lemachar. Or achat ayom ve'shtayim lemachar. No matter how you break it up. Do you know that after the sefira he has to bring a korban? Good. Now, let's get to our story of a zav. Now, punch it in to our sefik of Ben Hashem Ashot. So therefore, we're going to have to show how all these sefekot are going to come into play. We're going to show the sefek yom has to come into play, and maybe it's all day. Sefek laila is going to come into play, maybe it's all laila, and the sefek yom and laila is going to come into play. Now, I don't need a case of zav to show me humrot of Ben Hashem Ashot. I could give you a very simple case. Very simple case is Motzei Shabbat, if a guy was Mechalel Shabbat, Ben Hashem Ashot. I have to put the Chumrah and consider it day. And therefore it's considered day, he has to bring a Korban Hashem Talui. Because Motzei Shabbat. He's claiming, oh, Ben Hashem Ashot is Laila, it's Laila, Motzei Shabbat. So Ben Hashem Ashot is Laila. According to one opinion, it could be Ben Hashem Ashot is day. You're Mechalel Shabbat. Safek. So therefore, I got a case where the Ben Hashem Ashot is day where it manifests itself in halakha. The Gaber Gaim Motzei Shabbat, that was Mechalil Shabbat Ben Hashem Ashot, he's going to have to bring a Korban because maybe Sefek Yom. And I know a case of Sefek Laila also. That's the reverse case, Friday night. Friday night, Ben Hashem Ashot, the guy did the Melacha. He's coming along and he's saying, Yom, Yom, I'm good. Sefek Yom, it's Friday afternoon. Maybe it's Laila. Inside it's Laila, you Mechalil Shabbat. In the Tum'ah case, we're going to also factor in not only Yom and Laila, but Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila itself. That it itself could be Sefek Yom and Sefek Laila, could be a dual zone in itself. That you don't have in the Shabbat and the Motzei Shabbat case. That you just have Sefek Yom and Sefek Laila. That's enough to get you in trouble. But here, we're going to factor in the third scenario of Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila itself. Now, what are the three situations that this halakha is going to produce for us? Well, First, it can produce for us, maybe he saw 2 days in a row. Well, if he saw 2 days in a row, that makes him a zav. Maybe he saw, you could say, 2 days, shnei yamim she'enam nitzufim, or maybe he saw 2 days in a not nitzuf, that would make him only a baal keri, or maybe he saw 3 days, and that would make him a zav. But a korban. So those are the three scenarios that that could happen in this case also. The most lenient story would make him a baal keri if I play Ben Hashem Hashon a certain way. But if I play Ben Hashem Hashon another way, it can make him the most severe case of a zav of 3 days on 3 consecutive days, and therefore we throw the book at him that he needs Zayin Nikim and he needs a korban. So that's what's going to happen. That's what this Ben Hashem Hashon now is going to do over here. And therefore, since we put the humrot on him, we're going to throw the book at him, and therefore we're going to say he has to do, the 3 day one with all the stringency. And we'll see what you do with the korban exactly. Okay, now, let's see. Sadar Ishonu, I'm reading the Sadim. Sheme kol meshech ha-re'iya rishona ita be'oto zman shel ben ha-shemashot shehu menayom. Let's say ben ha-shemashot is yom. So the whole re'iya that he had was ben ha-shemashot. It's all considered yom. Ve'chol re'iya sheriya ita be'oto zman ben ha-shemashot shehu min ha-layla. Oh. And the other re'iya, the re'iya continued. And the other re'iyah aita be'oto zman ben ha-shemashot, in the same time ben ha-shemashot, shehu min ha-layla. Because if you say ben ha-shemashot is yom min layla, so you have a ben ha-shemashot that started day and then becomes layla. Now what happens in that case? Ben himsa'a, sheyesh yom echad hefsek bentayim, ve'en kan afilu shtei yamim retzufim ve'tahor. Why? Why is it 2 days and a night complete? Right. You saw ben ha-shemashot both days.
First day is day,
and the second day is night. Have a sabek, so have a day in between. Give the case, Tuesday night, Ben HaShemashot. Oh, Tuesday night, day. So he saw Tuesday. And then Wednesday, nothing. Wednesday, Ben HaShemashot, he saw. Oh, Wednesday, Ben HaShemashot, it's Thursday. So the guy, according to that sabek, he's a baal keri. That's one way. That's, you consider it day or night. That's one of the sefekot. That's if you can consider it day or night. If that comes through the sefekot. Exactly. Tzad ha-sheni yu, shema shnei ben ha-shemashot, hayu min hayom. That's an option also. Maybe both ben ha-shemashot are days. Or shema shnei min ha-layla. Or both of them are laylas. She'az hem shnei yamim nitzufim. That's right. Day. Right? You saw Tuesday, so that's Tuesday. Then you saw Wednesday, that's Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday. Or the opposite. Tuesday is really Tuesday night. So that's Wednesday. And then Wednesday is Thursday. So you saw Wednesday, Thursday. So that covers that topic. If you consider them both days, you consider them both nights, so then you're a consecutive guy, you got 2 days.
Or Shema Re'iyato HaRishona Ita Behelek Ben HaShemashot Shehu Laila וראייה שנייה בחלק בין השמשות שהוא יום.
Or do you say that בין השמשות has both in it? It's yom and laila combined.
And then with the first ראייה was in the חלק of the בין השמשות, that was laila.
And the second was in the בין השמשות, that was yom.
והרב שתי ראיות ביום אחד.
שתי ראיות ביום אחד, he's a zav. He's also stuck.
ותמי שבעה. בכל אלו ואינו חייב קורבן.
So far, and the most we got is a zav or a two-dayer.
Or two-sings.
Or two-sings.
והצד השלישי,
here's the trouble.
שמש שתי ראיות היו מקסתן מן היום ומקסתן מן הלילה.
Maybe the two ראיות is both. מקסתן מן היום ומקסתן מן הלילה. יש לנו בין השמשות Tuesday night. So if you consider Tuesday night, Safek, it's Yom and Laila. So he saw Tuesday, Wednesday. And then when he saw Wednesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday. So it's possible he has Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's if Ben HaShemashot is Yom and Laila. So now you're going to have to throw the book at him that he's a Zav of Shalosh. And therefore we need 7 days.
ויש כאן שני ראיות בשלושה ימים נצופים.
You have 2 ראיות on 3 consecutive days. Because two ri'uyot means a long ri'ya. That's what it means, shtei ri'uyot. The two ri'uyot means through ben Hashem Ashot, but that spans 3 days. V'cheni marishona miksatom yamushotam balayla, v'shtei kulam min alayla. Or the same thing. If let's say the first one is Yom Laila, and the second one is Laila, it's also 3 days. The first one is Yom Laila, it's Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and the next one is Laila, so it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You could play like that also, just to give you a scenario of three. Huh?
First one is four.
Or the first one is day, and the next one is day night. So therefore you'll have, well, day will be Tuesday, and then you'll have Wednesday, Thursday. So therefore, you go to all these specific code. Imsad, in this case, shteiru b'shlosha yamim, so we have hatat ha'of. You have to be hatat ha'of. Because you can't bring sefek hatat. Technical question in Masechet Zevi'im. You can't bring a sefek hatat. Because the guy, maybe it's not a 3 day. So, well, after 7 days, you might be a zav gamur, bring a hatat, So you bring an off. Off you can bring on a sefek, and that tells that problem. Okay. So therefore, that's the nafkamina that the Gemara said, that you throw the humrah of bina shema shod, shema kulo min ayom, shema kulo min alayla, v'shema min ayom u min alayla. Nafkamina, for this guy over here, the zab. And that is this Rashi over here. If you look at the Dibur HaMatfil, sefek l'tum'ah v'l'korban. That big Rashi over there that goes all the way down, what we just read basically. It gives you all the scenario. Okay. Yes.
The main point is if he had it in Ben Hashem Ashot.
Correct, obviously. That's the whole subject.
Yeah,
he saw two Ben Hashem Ashot. He saw Ben Hashem Ashot on Tuesday and he saw Ben Hashem Ashot on Wednesday.
Or he had two in the bank.
Now, two in the bank, I don't gotta get involved in that. He saw that, so he had two in the bank, he's a zav already. I want to give a case where you saw a Ben Hashem Ashot on a Tuesday and Ben Hashem Ashot on a Wednesday. Now, in two scenes, now go play it out.
Like the other case of if he had a Ben Hashem Ashot, maybe it switched to day and night, and then that would be considered two?
That would be considered Tuesday and Wednesday, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But I want to give you a case where it's possible to get three. So if I say so, both Ben Hashem Ashot, and that can give me a case of three things in 2 days, or two things in 3 days, or three things in 3 days.
Yeah. One in the bank, and then
yeah. Bottom line, in all the sefikot, to be most lenient, I'll tell you that you saw Ben Hashem Ashot on Tuesday, because it's day, and Ben Hashem Ashot Wednesday is night, and if you have a day in between, you're about kidding, go home. I want to be the worst scenario. I'm going to tell you it's day night, and then when you saw Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's it. And then you're stuck. And basically, the Gemara said that's why you have to be choshesh for the humrah, and that's why you have to know this issue of ben Hashem Ashot. Okay, now let's just go one step further. What do you mean? That's what we hold. The sefik. Now look at the Gemara. Let's read it inside. The ma'il keta amar v'una b'rav Yoshua l'inyan tum'ah. Now let's read it inside. Kedit nan. La'ash ne'yamim ben ha'shemashot. Very good. Sefik l'tum'ah ul korban. Like we just said. It's a sefik for tum'ah. Maybe he's a zav and not a ba'al keri. And maybe he's even a zav of korban worthy. This. La'ayum mehad ben ha'shemashot. That's Adam's case. Sefek l'tumah, because one day of ben Hashem Ashot could be he saw yom and laila, so he saw two things in 2 days. It's only a sefek l'tumah, but it could be it's not even a sefek l'tumah, because could be the whole thing is day or the whole thing is night. He only saw one time. That's about okay, but sefek l'tumah. Now the Gemara goes back to this whole thing that took us 10 minutes to explain is just one line in the Gemara, and now the Gemara goes back to its original analysis on Ben Hashem Ashot. Gemara says, "Ha gufa kasha." We have a question over here from implications. Amar is Ben Hashem Ashot mitashka hama kozman shepenim mizrah ma'adimim, which is mashmawat that the eastern side penim mizrah is red. Now, red sounds like Hixif, Remember we talked about Hiksif, where the bottom became blackened, or the top became blackened. Here it's mashma, no black. It's mashma, it's still red. Then you're going to tell me a second later, oh, Hiksif, what is Hiksif? I thought it's got to be red. V'adar ha, Hiksif ha-tachton ve'lo Hiksif ha-alyon, laylahu. But it's mashma over here, that even if the top is only red, and the bottom not, it's laylah. As much as you have to have total red. You told me later on, but as long as the top is red and the bottom is black, you're still ben shemashot. What do you mean? Ve'adartani yichsif atatavon yichsif adyon ben shemashot. Basically, the last question is, make up your mind. Is it all red or half red? The Gemara says, Amar Abba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Kroch putni. Learn it together. Don't learn it as two separate statements. Correctly sandwich it and learn it together. And now we're going to give the sandwich. Ezu benashim hashov. Benashka hama. Kozman shepenei mizrach ma'adimim. Which is what? V'ichsif ha-tachton. V'lo ichsif ha-alyon. Nameh benashim hashov. Not only mizrach. Adom. Even if only the top is Adom. And the bottom is it's also. Okay, well, v'ichsif ha-alyon. V'ishva ha-tachton. Laila, the Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Haki Ketani. Another way to learn it. Mitishka Hama Kuzman Shpreim Zamadimim Yom. Ah, if you still see red, forget about Bnei Shemashot. That's day. You thought we called that Bnei Shemashot? I don't know. That's day. Eksifat Tadom Eksifat Yom Bnei Shemashot. Eksifat Yom Mishvat Tadom Laila. Top red, Bnei Shemashot, bottom top black and bottom black, Laila. So then we have a machloket in Girsaot here. What's going to be considered Hiksif Tachton ve'lo Hiksif Alyon? Top red, bottom black. Some of the, that's Bnei Shemashot, and the whole thing red, that'll be Yom. The rabbi says no. Both of them are considered ben Hashem Ashur, depending on the girsa. The azdu the tamayu, and Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are following their opinions over here, because obviously they're being more. They're giving a longer time over here, obviously. The azdu the tamayu, the itman shiur ben Hashem Ashur bekama. How long does this take? Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shilosha Helke Mil. Shilosha Helke Mil sounds like 3/4 of a meal. I'm not going to explain exactly what is this 3/4 of a meal. What is it 3/4 of a meal? It's going to go give you that shiur. But I'm not going to try to prove that the opinion of Rabba, who we're talking about, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, obviously Yos Ben Hashem Ashur is a longer time, because he's not only giving you the red, he's giving you even if part of it becomes black. So he's going according to the pace, consistent, because he holds the Bnei Shemashot is a long period of time, which is called Shlosha Halkei Mil. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will start off my Shlosha Halkei Mil. What is it exactly? Then we'll go give that calculation. Baruch Adonai Olam.